Hey, what's up, world? It's your host, DJ Ace, and I'm back with another episode from the podcast, The Authentic Millennial, where we help motivate millennials by the millions to live a life of authenticity. And today, I got a special guest with me. She goes by the name of Caitlin White. She's an artist. She got some dope-ass music coming out. You'll be sure to check out for that. Be on the lookout for that. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how she does it on a day-to-day basis. Then here we go.
Hey.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show.
Of course.
Oh, man. Caitlin White, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Life is good right now.
Really? It's a pandemic. Yeah. How's life great? Please.
Life is good because this pandemic really gave me a chance to slow down and really kind of center myself and just focus solely on my music, which was a blessing, to say the least. I know a lot of people are going through some really hard times right now, and my heart goes out to them. But for me, it's just really been a blessing. And I don't know. It's so funny. For such a long time, I'm like, I wish I didn't have to work and I could just work on my music and not do anything else. And now here I am. It's like my wish was granted in a kind of crazy, scary way, but here I am, and I've been really working hard on it, so I'm happy. Things are good.
Very good. So I think you've been using your time wisely now.
Yeah, I have. I, thank God, have been able to rent out a space, so that's where I am now. And I have my own little studio where I can record and write. I call it my studio / creative space. It's amazing just to be able to get away from the world and have a sanctuary to create. And that's what I've been doing. So got some music coming out, like you said. I can't give you a date yet, but it's coming.
Listeners, it's coming out, listeners. And listeners, I'm starting to use another name for you guys. I'm calling you guys family, tribe, because that's what
yes,
you are.
Yes, tribe.
You're more than listeners. I mean, you guys are locked in, tuning in, checking in like every week, you know, faithfully. And I appreciate that. So from now on, y'all tribe. So what up, tribe? We in the house.
Yes. So loving it. I'm actually just so happy that we got connected. I really don't even know how, but you know, you reached out to me and that was super cool. And now we're here and we've been talking about some awesome stuff. So I'm excited to be able to do this and spread the love around.
Let's do it. So briefly, like, tell the listeners, like, what's the music process? Like, what's songwriting? How do you...
Well, songwriting is different every single time, I have to say. Sometimes the lyrics come to me. Sometimes it's a melody that pops into my head. Sometimes I just sit down at my laptop and I just start messing around with Logic, which is the program that I use to create music. I have a MIDI keyboard that I plug in and I just start creating beats of my own that I write to as well. And I just kind of let it flow through me, and it's definitely nice when you have a place where you can just not put any pressure on yourself. Like, there's no time restraint. That was always the biggest and hardest thing for me, is feeling a time restraint. And now I just feel like I really don't have that, and I'm able to just let it come when it comes. So, I mean, I also work with a lot of great people. I have great mixer and master, vocal editor. I have another guy that I'm working with on, he sends me some beats and I write to them. So I'm lucky to be in that place right now where I have what I need, which is, as you probably know, as a musician and a creator, and it takes a group of people to really come together and create something good. You know, there are some really awesome people out there that can do it all themselves, but there's nothing wrong with coming together and collaborating with people. And it's hard to find those people you trust. And I'm like so blessed right now to have some really cool people that I trust that I can work with and that are on the same page as me. So I'm super excited about it.
Well, big facts. Well, I mean, there's two things. Well, one, I mean, kudos to you for being able to compose your own music. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's fire. So that's what's up. And then second thing, I think it's just more fun collaborating with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it on my own, but it's just,
right?
It's just, you know, putting two minds together or two or more minds together and just bouncing ideas off each other. And then, you know, how can we make this fire, you know?
Right.
And whatever skill you have, whatever skill I have, and then combined and, you know, and then giving the tribe what they want. So that's
yeah. And I think having that knowing that you know, like I know what I'm good at. I know what I need to be doing and I need to focus on that. And that's like the best knowing I've had, because for a long time, I'll guilt myself for not doing it all, right? Like, oh, you know, I really want to be able to just do everything myself so I don't have to wait on anyone and I don't have to worry about other people being involved, because, you know, through my life, I've had a lot of ups and downs with music and I've had a lot of disappointments and things that just didn't work out the way that I wanted them to because of, you know, lots of different things, but finding those people that really work well with is a blessing. It really is. It's hard to find. It's incredibly hard to find. So I feel really good right now.
Oh, now I got to ask you, like, what were some of the roadblocks that you came across?
Man. Well, I have to say, one of the biggest roadblocks was an album that I was working on when I was just out of college with my co-writer. And it was super tough because we did so much. We worked so hard and we wrote tons of songs together. We chose 12 of those songs and got a crowdfunding website put up and got an entire trip to LA funded. And we recorded at Westlake Studios, which was a dream for me because I wanted to like record my first album where Michael Jackson recorded Thriller, you know, like it was like super cool. And it was a big deal for me that, you know, we actually got there and we did it and we got through that process together. After that, she went back to Pennsylvania and I went back to Kentucky where my parents were living because I was young. I wasn't even 21 yet. And didn't have any money. I was like, gotta go home to mom and dad.
That would do it.
It's like, I can't just stay in LA, you know, I don't have anywhere to go. So it's time to go home. And we were going to work together, you know, from afar. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out. It didn't work out. We didn't see eye to eye. And it just, on a lot of things. And I don't want to go too far into detail because I don't want to like disrespect anyone, but it was tough. That was the first one. That was a big blow and we never even released any of it. So it was just really, really hard. Then after that, I moved to Nashville because it was the closest music city. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not really a country singer, but I just want to be around music people. I just want to like go there and see what can happen. And that was also kind of hard for me because it was so country. And yeah, there were other avenues for different genres, but it was so small in comparison. And I just ended up mainly focusing on bartending. I was a bartender for a long time. And what I would do is, the way that I would get my musical side out is I became really good friends with all the bands because they have live music there from the time they open to the time they close. Mm-hmm. And so I was always pulled up to sing. So I'd be bartending and then they'd like pull me up on the bar and I would sing like a song. And if they wanted me to sing more, I would. But every night I worked, I would get up and sing in front of the crowd. So that was kind of my outlet in the chaos.
Do you tell like the Patriots, go make you one goddamn drink. I gotta go perform. Hold on.
They're like, you know what's funny is that it's so funny because it even got to a point where I'd be making drinks and they would just put the microphone in my face and I would just sing.
Oh yeah, that's
while I'm making drinks.
I'm gonna get shocked. I mean, you know,
but you know what? The crowd loved it. They're like, everyone in Nashville sings, even the bartender. And I'm like, actually, it's kind of true. A lot of them do. It's so funny. You know, we all as artists, we got to find ways to make money. You know what I mean? It's
gotta monetize.
It's a hustle. It's a grind. You know, and it costs money to do music as well. So it's kind of crazy. Like life took so many turns for me, I have to say. And then I landed and well, there's so much in between. It's so hard to like, your question was, what are some of those hard times, those downs, you know? Honestly, I was in a relationship that was very toxic. And it kind of pulled me away from the music as well. Right. It was really tough on me. And I ended up focusing on being a makeup artist for a long time. And I actually found myself when people asked me, you know, oh, what do you do? I would just say, oh, I'm a makeup artist. When before I would always be like, oh, I'm a singer. You know, I would never say I'm a bartender. You know, I'd be like, I'm a singer. You know, that was always my whole life. You know, I went to high school for music. I went to performing arts high school. I had been studying music since I was a little girl, since I was 10 years old. I was, or maybe even before that, taking voice lessons, performing, doing shows. It was my world. Mm-hmm. So to get into this relationship, and it was one of those slowly, it was just slowly like I stopped doing music and I didn't even realize it until I was not doing it at all and lost a lot of confidence.
So now the question is, where is the correlation? Like, how did the toxic relationship cause you to like basically put music to the side and then be a makeup artist?
So there are a lot of things that through that relationship, just being put down anytime I would bring home a song that I recorded or, you know, I was still trying. I was still working with people, writing, recording, all of that. When I first moved to Nashville, I was networking, doing all of those things. It became a strain on the relationship when I would have one-on-one sessions with a guy that I was writing with, going to the studio one-on-one with a man. And it made it really difficult because every time I came home, it was just questions and, you know, it was a struggle. And I think through time, it's like I kind of got exhausted from that. And I, instead of just fighting over it, I think I just kind of subconsciously put it in a box. Mm-hmm. And I just like, in my mind, I swear to you, I knew, I was like, this isn't going to be forever. Like I always told myself, like, this isn't going to be forever. Like, this is something you have to go through. This is just right now, you know? And I call it my higher self. And, you know, I was at that point, it was probably a few years before we were about to break up. We're going to break up at that point. But so I was still stayed in the relationship for a couple more years. But even in the relationship at that time, I knew that it wasn't going to be forever and that this was just something I really needed to go through. Because you know what? After going through that, it made me realize that there's nothing in this world that I want more. Mm. You know, it brought me to a place where it was like rock bottom. And I felt like there was this, like, I felt like this huge emptiness. Like I have been like I was a totally different person. Like I didn't even recognize myself because I am music. Like that's like who I am. Like I, there's nothing in this world that I love more. And that was scary for him.
Yes.
So.
The reason why I'm just sitting back in amazement because this sounds like the story of my life. This is what toxic relationships do, tribe. And I hope y'all listening and taking notes because it does not end well.
No.
A toxic relationship and your dreams.
Yeah.
Your dreams, you know, they go to the wayside until you wake up. You know,
mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is waking up.
Like, what am I sacrificing for? And that's why, you know, this is the reason why the whole podcasting and everything else is just the experience of what we've had and we're sharing it with the listeners, you know, with the tribe. So they see that, hey, if you come across this in your lifetime, these are your options.
Right.
You know, you know, and I'm talking for toxic relationships. Like, if you're having a good relationship, you know, whatever, you know.
Right. And a good relationship is never going to take you from what you love.
Ah, this is also true.
So a good relationship is going to be a relationship that, you know, pushes you forward and lifts you up and supports your dreams and goals and desires and aspirations. Mm. You know, it's something, you know, going through a toxic relationship definitely teaches you that.
Hey, sometimes you got to know pain so you can feel joy.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be here where I am right now if I didn't go through it. And I don't take it back at all. I learned so much and I'm so happy because I needed that. I needed to go through that. I needed to find that like drive and excitement and passion again. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you kind of, you get so low mm-hmm. that all you have to do is go up. That's all you got to do. Just one step a day in the direction of your dreams. And I swear it changes your world. And that's what it did for me.
Yes. And shout out to toxic people because you're great at what you're great at what you do.
Thank you for teaching me these lessons. I appreciate it so much.
I mean, the questioning, the insecurities, the constant nagging.
I pray to God and the universe that they will find peace because that truly is they're not living.
Right. I mean, definitely we got to pray for them. You know, we definitely praying for the toxic people in this world. You know, y'all just out here.
You know, we're still human. We can hate them a little bit, but we're trying to be good, you know?
You're trash, bro. You're trash, all
right? Right. We're trying to be good.
But, I mean.
Like, I'm trying to be, you know, lifted, you know? I'm trying to be woke.
It's the experience, right, that we talked about. And you're thankful for what it taught us. And then you just look back and you're like, man, what was I thinking? How did I let it go that way? And then you start to see, you know, your self-worth and where it wasn't. You know, you know, you was really, you know, sacrificing yourself for the relationship. And this person really is not making any type of sacrifices, because if they were making sacrifices, they would have worked on themselves and then they would have got rid of those insecurities that they had.
Yes. And, that's very true.
And I'll tell you one thing about insecurities. If you give into one of them, guess what? You're going to give into a whole lot more. Because they're like, oh, you're going to change this? Well, change that too. And change this too. I don't like your friend. I don't like what you wear. I don't like that color. I don't like.
Story of my life. I know all about that.
It never
and shout out to everyone out there right now that is going through it. I really have compassion for you and it's so hard. So I really, you know, just know that there is more than that in life, that you will find happiness afterwards. And trust me, you'll be much happier. You think that there's nothing else besides this relationship that matters, but I'm telling you that you matter. You matter so much more than that relationship. And just fight for yourself.
Preach. Tell them. Tell them again. They're not. They didn't hate you. I tell you, you caught them off guard.
Listen, just focus on what's right for you. Just listen to yourself, because the real truth comes from inside. And when you forget that, it's easy to be led down the wrong path. So if you listen to that voice that's inside of you, you cannot be led the wrong, down the wrong path.
Right. So now, Ms. Kaylee, I got to ask you, how do you get to that inner voice? How do you get to higher self?
I mean, there are lots of ways.
For me,
personally, it was, I had a lot of moments where things just got so bad that I was just like in my head, just asking my, I think I was truly asking myself, you know, before that relationship, I grew up in a home where spirituality was what I was taught. You know, my mom is very spiritual. She always, you know, taught me that the answers come from within and that we're all connected and that we're all love. And that if we ever have a question about anything, we can just ask for the answer and hope, and it will come in some way. And so I feel like even though I had lost that at that time, it was still in me. Mm-hmm. And I had those moments where I went back to that knowing and kind of let the fear go. And I also had a lot of other little things happen that pushed me and in the right direction and opened my eyes to things. You know, I had people come into my life randomly that had survived a narcissistic relationship. And I say survived because it really does get so bad that it is a survival. It's like surviving, like your soul has survived it. And you, even afterwards, you have to work on yourself and healing those wounds, because these are oftentimes wounds that people don't see. So, I had somebody come into my life and briefly that just opened up to me and just told me everything about her life. And I swear to you, it was like a light went off and I was like, oh my God, that's me. This is my life. And after that, I just kind of started allowing myself to think these things. 'Cause before I would just push them down. If these negative things came into my brain, I would push them down. I'd be like, no, I'm not thinking these. I can't go there. No, I don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to even like have these feelings. So everything was just completely suppressed. But after that moment, and I actually, it's so funny. I had people come up to me while I was working, because I was a makeup artist. I worked for different brands and I would go, you know, to different locations and work as a pro makeup artist for different brands. And I was working for Marc Jacobs at the time, actually. And a lady came up to me and she just looked at me and she said, I see so much light on the horizon, but there's a darkness pulling you down. Mm. And I was like, like literal tears came to my eyes. I'm like, okay, if like strangers are walking up to me telling me these things,
right,
something is wrong. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I know that sounds so crazy to a lot of people, but I'm sorry, it's real. It happened. And, you know, I had amazing friends and family that really helped me through it. And I was able to leave him. I left him with, this is another thing, everybody out there, no matter what, if you think that there's nothing out there afterwards, there is. There are a lot of people that love you and that will help you. I left our home. All I had was my car. Mm. We had pets together. I came back for my pets later. I had to go. And that was it. I had to go.
You know, so. You said survive. I call it escape. Because that's what you're doing.
Like prison.
Like, I broke out, fam. Like, what are you talking
about? I got out of here.
Matter of fact, they still looking for me. Like,
oh my God, yes. Like, no, but like, that's some real shit.
Yeah, like you don't, like, people don't understand. And then, you know, for those who are listening and they're saying, you know, that could never be me. Like, how could y'all not see that? And it happens so subtle, you know, because the person comes out like the best person ever. You know, they mastered putting the best foot forward and mm-hmm. letting you see that. So here's the illusion, right? And it's mm-hmm. like, now you see me and then you don't see the toxic levels.
Yeah. Oh,
on the
masters
horizon,
at it.
You know, and then something happens, and then like they flare up on you, and it catches you off guard, and they turn around and start apologizing, telling you that it will never happen again. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry for accusing you. I'm sorry for whatever the situation is. Sorry for yelling at you. Whatever. You know, they're just sorry, and they hit you with this puppy dog look, and they'll forgive me, and blah blah blah, and you're like cool, and then. What happens is, I don't know when, but there's a point where you shift into hope, where you hope things are going to get better. When you really say, when this person tells you they're going to change and you hope that they really are going to change. But damn. Now you're looking back at it and you're like, but that person never did anything to change. You know, they didn't get therapy for themselves. They weren't reading self-help books. They weren't reading books on love or whatever. So what change was you really going to bring to the table?
Right.
You know, the only thing changing is you to please them. But
yeah,
you don't know who you are, or you start to lose yourself in the process.
Yep. And these people are masters at making the world love them too. So other people could never even imagine that they would be that person. And so it's scary.
Yes. Yeah. No, they deserve an Oscar. They do. I mean, best acting award or something.
They know how to play the game. Like, they're champions at it.
You know, and then to the point where your friends are like, well, no, something's wrong with you. I mean, that person is awesome. Like, why would you say that about them?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're very good.
Very smart. Very smart.
Cunning is the word I like to use.
Cunning, that's a really good word. Just like so good at manipulation that it just blows my mind. Mm. But yes, that is definitely a big part of my life, and that's something that I'm still trying to forgive.
100%. Now, when you say forgive, what are we forgiving? Yourself or that person? What are we?
Both. Mm-hmm. I definitely have to forgive myself for a lot of things, just even down to the idea of, you know, forgiving myself for not seeing it sooner, not forgiving myself for not continuing to pursue my music, and, you know, forgiving myself for, you know, how I was with my family during that time, because they could see it. They knew me, and they knew that this was toxic, and I cut them out of my life. And it was, I cut a lot of people out, and I was completely isolated, and it was really hard. But I thank God I smartened up and I got the hell out of there. But I'm forgiving, definitely. I'm trying to forgive myself, and I'm trying to forgive him. Because I feel like holding on to, you know, I could sit here and talk shit forever about him, right? But that never makes me feel better.
Right.
And like, I don't want to do that, because I hope one day that he can, you know, be better for someone else. You know, I hope that he can move past this and be a better person for someone else. And Lord, if he hears this, he sees this, he's gonna be so mad, and I don't even care.
We don't care. Turn up.
Look, I don't even care. I'm so, but it's so true. And I mean, I have to forgive him so that I can move on.
Yeah. But definitely forgive yourself. You know, like you said, always And here comes the light at the end of the tunnel, right? That everything heals with time. And the real ones, the ones who were there for you, who are really there for you, they understand because they're able to put themselves in your shoes and like, well, you know, girl, I've been in the same situation. Oh, I've been there, done that. You know, the real ones. The other ones were like, I told you stupid from day one. Like, she a bird. You know? You know what I mean? Like, so we ain't talking about them. We're talking about the ones who've been riding with you since day one. Even though you had to separate yourself because you thought that was the thing to do to save the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know? And it is true that if you're in a good, healthy relationship, you would never, ever have to choose between your friends and the relationship and your family. Yeah. You know, you would never have to choose. But that's exactly what they do, because they understand, they master divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. You know, they get it that it's easier to tear you down and break you down and keep you down when it's just you and there's no one in your ear telling you get out. You know, yeah. they realize how easy it is to do that. So they're like objective number five for them, get rid of family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yep. So,
and can't have anybody talking in their ear about me, you know, always scared. But yeah, it kind of sounds like you've been through this yourself.
It's textbook. It's really, it's their MO, you know, like I'm definitely, hello, I've been there.
But I feel like a lot of people have though. So, you know.
But to recover though is key. A lot of people
never
been there and then they get back into another toxic relationship.
Yeah.
But once you recognize the signs of a toxic relationship, it's very hard to get back into it. Once you start to understand your self-worth, your value, and you start to see your freedom.
Yep.
And what it feels like to have good people around you who don't, you know, don't judge you, who won't, you know, try to isolate you or, you know.
Yeah.
Then you start to realize that, no, this is healthy.
Right. You have to center yourself. You have to find a way to heal. And you have to take the time to heal. A lot of people just suppress it and go on with their daily life and just try to move forward. I know when I got out of it, I was like, I'm free. Like, I was like, I'm going to live my life and nobody can tell me what to do. And I was so excited. And it's so funny. I was like living in Miami at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I had a really good friend of mine. That's actually the biggest reason why I moved to Miami. It's my friend from college. Mm-hmm. And she's a singer as well. And she lived there her whole life and she has lots of connections and she gigs all the time. And she was like, you need to be singing. You need to be singing. And she is the one that pushed me. She would literally be like, okay, I have this gig that I can't do and I need you to help me. And that's how she like started to like, she like tricked me. I'm like, you're tricking me. Like she would get these gigs and she'd be like, she would literally push me into doing it. Right. And because I was still like so unsure of myself and like scared. It had been so long since I had performed and like I was like, I'm going to forget the words. I don't know. I'm like terrified. And I just got up there and I did it. And after that, it's like you're conquering your fears. You have to pull yourself out of your comfort zone and start to like move forward with your life, you know? Yeah. And you know, it just gigs started happening after that. I was still doing makeup. I was working for brands and everything, but like I was doing makeup during the day and I would do gigs at night and it was awesome. I was like, this is awesome. I'm doing two things that I love to do for a living. This is great. So that was really the start. That's how the ball got rolling.
Mm-hmm. It's recognizing that you're limitless. You know,
yeah.
You're like, I can do anything. You know,
I can do this.
Here's this person telling you what you cannot do. You know?
Right.
And then listeners also recognize that once you're out of it, it does take time to get back to self, you know, or recognizing that you are a free person. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Like, I mean, after I got out of that toxic relationship. I did jump into another toxic relationship. It wasn't as toxic, but still toxic is toxic. I don't care how you want to, slice or dice. Yes. It's still toxicity. So you start to realize, but don't lose sight of self. Continue to work on you. Continue to figure out who you are. And then if you can find yourself like, just, I'm taking a break from relationships. I'm taking a break. I'm just trying to figure out who I am. I'm taking myself on dates. I'm starting journaling.
I love that you're taking yourself out on dates.
Oh, man. I was like, please.
That's amazing.
It's like two people. I'm like, no, just me. I was in a movie theater by myself talking to like kids. Like, hey, this is a movie, right? I'm weird.
I'm like taking myself on vacations and stuff. Like, I'm gonna go rent an Airbnb in some town I don't know.
Yes.
And I did that. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go rent an Airbnb all by myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna stay there and I'm gonna, write and be at peace and just have me time. And I like went out to one of the local bars, ended up like staying there, literally closing the place down. I wasn't even drunk, but these people were awesome. And like the bartender was awesome. And I just ended up talking to them all night.
Nice.
And like, it was so cool. Like the people that you meet, I love meeting people. I love that. Wherever I go, I love to meet people. I love to learn people. I love to like, I feel like I see the world from someone else's eyes when I meet someone new. I'm like, this is so cool. Like, I feel like I'm learning. It's awesome.
No, you're awesome. Like, no, that's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
Thanks. I have a passion for social interaction. I really do. I love it.
Yeah. And I think what it also is, I mean, not to get all Matrix on the listeners.
Oh, please do get Matrixy, please.
Well, I believe that, these people who are toxic, they are agents because they know you're destined to do something great. And their job is to make sure that you get distracted away from your mission in life, to bring joy, to bring happiness in whatever form of medium that you choose to do it in. Mm-hmm. Their job is to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Yep.
And
precisely. Couldn't have said it any better. I'm serious. That's so crazy. Because I swear to you, I had conversations with him and he'd be like, yeah, so what if you do get famous? Like you're just gonna like leave and for like months on tour and like go, like, don't you want to have a family? Like, how are you supposed to do this and how are you supposed to do that if you're like off doing music? Like I had my friend, the same friend, was on tour and I was like, that'd be really cool to do that. Like, she was a background vocalist for like a famous artist. I was like, that'd be really cool to do that. And he was like, you can't do that. You have a life here. Like, he would totally shut me down like immediately. And so it was at that point, we had already gotten to a place where I wasn't fighting anymore. Mm-hmm. I was just agreeing.
Been there.
and I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. And now I like smack myself, Like, I'm like, who was that girl? Like, I don't even know who that was. I'm not an agreeable person usually. Like, I have lots of opinions about things. I don't just agree, I put in my 2 cents. At least.
I mean, they're good. They're good at breaking you down. It's like water. It's like a wave against a rock, Eventually that wave is going to break down the stone to the shape that it needs it to be so it can get over it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do. They just keep breaking you down until you're too tired. You're too tired to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why bother?
That's exactly it.
And then you hang everything up. Hang it all up. You hang up the music, hang up your dreams, whatever it is. You want to become a doctor, a teacher, whatever your dream is, your goal. You know, it's all put on shelf now because this person, with their insecurities, that's the insane part. Because if you become a famous person or a famous musician, you're going to leave me or whatever. Hell yeah, I'm going to leave you.
Damn right. Bye. See you later.
But what they don't understand, like, yo, fam, I'm with you because I love you.
Right.
That's like, if you could just get out of your insecurities for 1 minute and mm-hmm. see that I'm willing to share this with you. I don't want to do this alone. Being at the top by yourself is lonely.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be with somebody. And I chose
it's
you
so true.
To be with, to, you know, to share in the moments. Come with me to the Grammys. Come with me. You know what I mean? Like enjoy that. But here you, dumbass, thinking like, oh, you're going to do this. You're going to do this if this happens.
Trying to control everything.
Ah, the C word.
Control.
Control, man.
Seriously, it's like the only source of power that they have is control.
Mm. That we surrender and give it to.
Yeah, we are the ones that give them that.
We give them that power, that control.
No more. I say no more.
No. Tribe, where we at? Where
we yeah, at? Sorry, we're just going off on this topic. I hope you guys, I hope you guys are enjoying it. I don't know. Hopefully, it's reaching someone that needs to hear it. That's all I can pray for.
Somebody, and if you know somebody going through it, please forward this to them. Send that to them. Don't
yeah.
You know, look like it ain't, this ain't for me. But you know your friend going through it. Don't be messed up. All right, help them.
Also, don't be scared that they're gonna get mad at you.
Right.
For sending it.
Not a good. I mean, we're doing the right thing. You know,
exactly.
Speaking about, we what they said, silence is just as guilty or being part of the problem.
Exactly.
Anything, you know, like we've been through it. It's not easy. You know, it's embarrassing. I would say so at times.
Definitely embarrassing.
You know, definitely embarrassing. But you learn to get past the embarrassment and see the empowerment.
But you realize also, like, you're thinking in your mind, oh my God, this is so embarrassing, right? Like, those are your thoughts. But then once you leave the relationship and you are with the people that love you, mm-hmm. all they're going to do is support you. They're not like saying that this is embarrassing. They're saying you're strong. Like, you got out of it. Like, you know, there's so many people in this world that are stuck in these relationships and they never leave. There are like actual support groups for people in narcissistic relationships that will continue to stay in narcissistic relationships. And these support groups are for them to like basically help them live in a narcissistic relationship. Like for you to leave that relationship, you should feel proud. For you to leave that relationship, you should feel strong. And that's what I've really tried to tell myself, because it is hard and you do feel embarrassed. You feel ashamed, you know, but you're not alone. Here we are, both of us here, been through it too.
Hi.
There's so many people that have been through it, and, you know, it promised the world would be a much brighter place the moment that you choose you.
Big facts. So, I mean, to bring the music back into it,
what
kind of music can the listeners now expect to hear from you?
Well, I love anything soulful. So I would categorize myself as like R&B pop type of mm-hmm. vibes. I definitely wrote a song about this whole toxic relationship. That's one of my songs. And then a process that I went through after I got out of it, you know, another one about how the world has changed, you know, when it comes to the dating scene mm-hmm. and just like the new age dating scene with like Tinder and Bumble and Hinge, and it's swipe, swipe, swipe. So easy to just, you know, and you just turn your emotions off after a while because it just, the options are limitless and you just, it's crazy. Like we talked about, it's like turning into a robot. Like you're just like, you know, you could find somebody that is like perfect, but you'll still keep swiping and it's exhausting after a while. So one of my songs is about that too, just being completely exhausted and done. And that's kind of like where I am now. I'm like, all right, me, that's like you, I'm dating myself. That's it. Right now, that is the only thing that I care about is myself.
I'm telling you, man, you have to. I mean, because relationships can be a lifetime. You know, mm-hmm. you can potentially get old with this person and one of you guys die first. I don't know who, but you know, that's the setup. So my thing is, look, you're going to have to fight in this world. So at least come home to peace.
Yeah.
You know, you got to come home to peace, man. Like you can't fight the world and then come home to another battle. Like, yeah. Where's the rest at? You're going to snap. You're going to go crazy. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, please get it right. You know, mm-hmm. that's all I'm asking. Like, just for yourselves, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it's strange how when you really just like stop looking for it, you know, everybody always says you stop looking for it and that's when it comes in, right? Mm-hmm. And I never really knew how to stop looking for it. I was like, what do you mean stop looking for it? You know, like I was just on the apps, like I'll go out on this date. Like it's like always a first date, never a second type of thing, you know, or if they're, it's just, I could go on and on about this, but.
No, we want to hear it. Go ahead. Continue.
But I'm trying to like sum it up because I feel like a lot of people really know what I'm talking about. Like the way the world is now and how you just like, you're used to getting ghosted. You're used to, you know, you're used to like having conversations with somebody back and forth through an app, you know, and then eventually they just die out, you know, or like all of these things that if you were really emotionally invested every single time, you would be torn up. Mm. Right. Mm. So if you stop that and you flip your emotional switch off, then you don't have to get hurt every time. It's just the way it is. So when you like get into that mind, that space in your mind where you're like, oh yeah, that's normal, you know, whatever, on to the next, then how are you ever going to really find love if your emotions are turned off and you're just, is this just for attention? Is this just to soak up some time? Is this a distraction from the things that you should be focusing on? You know, I personally went through that. That's exactly what I did. I just wasted a lot of time that I could be doing other things, talking to guys on an app. Like, for what? Like, this isn't, I'm not moving forward in life through this. Like, I need to focus on myself, focus on what I want, my dreams, goals, aspirations. And I know that one day an amazing guy is going to come in, and just to have that knowing and just let it go. You know, and not have the fear anymore and not think that I need attention from, you know, random guys on apps. You know, I don't need that. To find that fulfillment in myself and be a whole person before meeting someone else is exactly where you need to be. So instead of like being two halves of a whole, being two wholes coming together and pushing yourselves up, that's the goal. You know, helping each other rise even higher. That's the goal, at least for me.
I tell the tribe all the time, man, it sucks being the person who does the interview because I want to take in what you're saying, but then I also got to be like, what's the next question or what? How would he, you know, but I was really soaking it in and there was just so many like wow moments that I was having while you were speaking. You know, yeah. Like even saying, not the question, is this the new norm? You know, mm-hmm. with love, and like that was so late 90s. Like, we don't do that anymore, fam. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, that, yeah.
That's a scary concept to
it's terrifying
to face. You know, like, is this the new norm? Is this, you know, all these apps, like you said, you know, I mean, I'm guilty. I have been on these apps. Mm-hmm. And it's just like social media. You take breaks and then you go back on them again.
Yeah.
So it's like,
sucks you in.
He's like, it's just that, it's just like the eight ball or whatever mystery that you never know. You shake it up and see what comes out.
Yeah. It's like you're getting all these exciting, like, it's like spurts of excitement. And then it's like disappointment, excitement. Excitement. It just draws you in. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I forgot to post today. Am I gonna like lose 10 followers? Like, like that's terrible to live like that. But it's almost like for me as an artist, it's like I do have to stay engaged and like I do have to continue with this crazy cycle that we're in with social media. And I enjoy it most of the time. But like I said to you earlier, I was like, sometimes I want to throw my phone out the window. Like, I'm so tired of this.
Right.
It's exhausting.
And saga continues. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Crazy.
This is a serious conversation we're having, people.
I know, man. This is crazy.
You gotta find fun because life is stressful.
Yes.
No, relationships are stressful. Well, they don't have to be stressful, but you know, we get into some stressful ass relationships. So
yeah.
Right now I'm free. I'm happy. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna find the jokes. I'm gonna find, because I know I wasn't joking at one point. It was all tears. It was all hurt.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, why is this person doing this to me? Like, when is it gonna get better? And then I'm like, I don't want to be alone anymore. So, you
know, like, I don't want to be alone. When am I gonna find my person?
You know, like especially like the summer was so difficult because like even like you go to the park and you see people like having like picnics and stuff outside because mm-hmm. you know a lot of the restaurants were outside because we couldn't be inside. So mm-hmm. you're seeing couples outside eating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, I want that. like why can I not have that?
But exactly.
Then you see your options, you're like, this is why I don't want that. Because Band-Aids, you know?
Yeah.
Well, temporary. You know, it's not anything of substance. Mm-hmm.
I think it's natural to feel that like guarded feeling after being in relationships where you've been really hurt. Mm. So I never want to be like a pessimist ever. I'm like, try to be the most positive person in the world, but I'm human. So I have my moments. Mm-hmm. And like, especially when, you know, you see problems and, you know, maybe your friends' relationships or, you know, things like that. And you're like, girl, you need to get the hell out of there. Get out of there now. And I'm like, wait, no, I take it back. Like, this isn't my life. This is your life, you know? And it's like, I have to like learn even still to like let people live their lives. And these are their choices. And like, you know, if they ask me for advice, then I give my advice. But if I can't just start blurting stuff out, like I have to have, you know, some, I don't know.
I can just see
some sense of like,
I'm so,
this isn't right. I don't know. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but
I don't know. I just see you shaking that person. I'm like, girl, what's wrong with you?
Like, do you see me? I was broken. I was in a shattered into tons of pieces. Do you want to end up like me? You don't.
I'm not you. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
So that's the other thing, right? We got to learn to respect other people's journeys.
Yeah. So, and also not judge anybody. Mm-hmm. Like trying to stay, you know, stay on the caring side of things. Like I feel like with my friends, I try to be as supportive as I possibly can, no matter what decision they're making. If they ask me, you know, for my honest advice and like honest feelings, I'll always be honest, mm-hmm. but you know, I'll speak my truth and then I'll say, but this is your choice. Like everything is in your hands. And if that doesn't feel right to you, then leave it alone. Like don't even think twice about it. You need to follow your guidance.
Yes.
You know, because that's the only way, mm-hmm. only you know. So yeah. Hey, girlfriends, that's my advice. that's my advice, guys. Follow your guidance. Oh, my God.
This is serious, people. We're serious.
This is very serious stuff, okay? But yeah, anyways, so back to the music, I guess. My music will be the, you know, mm-hmm. definitely some like real you know, I feel like a lot of it is like the, at least the first three songs on my upcoming EP are going to be very much like earth plane problems is the way I want to say it. Like, you know, just being stuck in that like really dense energy and being sad and being scared and not knowing how to get out of it. And just being in a place where you don't really, you can't even dig deeper because it's terrifying too, you know? And so you're just like, for me in those songs, I'm just speaking my mind in the moment and what I'm feeling in that moment. So it's really a progression. Like, so the beginning of my EP starts with me realizing that I'm in a toxic relationship. Then the journey that I kind of went through afterwards with like dating and all of that. And now I'm kind of coming into a place, thank God, where I feel so elevated. I feel so lifted now. And now I'm going to be writing music more about that, where I'm not worried about, you know, who to love. I'm worried about loving myself and hoping to spread that love. So I think that's, I'm realizing now more than ever that it's time for me to be able to have a voice and be able to express that love. And hopefully it reaches lots of people and hopefully they love it. Cross my fingers.
She's a clown. I can't. Listeners, please look out for that, for her music. The awesome Caitlin White.
Thanks.
Caitlin, can you tell the listeners how they can find you?
Yes, on Instagram, Caitlin White Music. And it's spelled Caitlyn White Music.
There you have it. So be on the lookout.
And you can find me on Facebook too. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. Those are my two tops, I have to say. I am on TikTok, but who knows if that's going to last.
Oh, you... That's another conversation. That's a whole other conversation.
Yes. Who knows?
Is there any last points that you want to leave the tribe with?
Well, it's kind of crazy because before this, me and you talked so much, and I feel like there's so much that we didn't talk about in this. In this podcast?
Well, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to keep going, we can rock. I mean, I was trying to keep it simple. I mean, because we have the topic where, you know, we're talking about toxic relationships. And like,
right. No, I...
In that.
We can always come back to it another day. But, you know, I feel like even things that you said that we've talked about are important to be heard.
Well, what do you want to... What happened? What was said?
I definitely, do I have to like scroll back into my feeds and start like reading our conversations? Cause they're insanely cool.
Oh.
I mean, like it's hard sometimes. Like, I think the biggest thing is realizing that a lot of people now are more able to receive the type of conversation that we've been having. Whereas before it was like kind of like bizarre and like weird to talk about.
You're weirdo. So.
Like, yeah, please don't talk to me about this. This is super weird. Like, who are you? Like super woo woo and like spiritual. But now it just seems so real. Like people are really listening now. And I feel like it's really important to, you know, tap into those types of things. Like, being in a time where the energy is changing and lifting, and where like everyone has a purpose and everyone has something that they should be doing to bring joy to themselves and to bring joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Or heal the world if it's not joy. You know,
yeah, heal the world. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pain right now, and to be able to speak up and and be able to just have some positive conversations, you know, trying to shift mindsets to seeing the brighter side of things, trying to find the good, trying to feel grateful for every moment, even if the moment isn't really the greatest, but you see what comes from it after the fact, you know, keeping your mind on the things that bring you happiness and being able to spread that around. I think that's really it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more, but, you know.
She's a clown.
I also, you know, have been talking a lot, so.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Just, you know, my head is all in the cameras. This is insane. I'm sorry.
You're good. No worries.
You see me? Do you see me? Like, what are you doing, Grandpa? Stop it.
Am I in the frame?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm dead. It's like when I try to show my mom and dad how to use technology. Great. Wait, what?
What does this do?
What do you mean? I can go on my email, on my phone, and download this? Man. But if I okay.
No. See, I start to realize I'm my dad's Siri. I am his Siri. Like, hey, Siri, hey, son, I just need you to do this for me. Did you mean? I'm like, God. So annoying. I love him though.
Oh my god, no. My dad is like such a problem solver at heart that he won't ever he'll never really ask me, but he'll just get really stressed and he'll just be like, I'll be like, "Dad, what's wrong?" And he'll tell me and I'll be like, "Okay, so you, like try this, try that." "Oh, okay." My mom on the other hand is like, "How do I do this?" Just like your dad. That's my mom.
Hey, Siri. I mean, Caitlin.
Yes, exactly.
You know, these parents, man. And if you guys go back to my other episode where I said millennials are lit. Because we are.
We are.
We are lit, man. And you old people need us. Stop.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all need,
need us.
Admit it.
Responsibility. Oh my god, we need to help you navigate the world, you know,
and we get no credit.
None. All we get is a bunch of crap for being awesome.
Just for being awesome, we get crap
for being like entrepreneurial and like not wanting 9-to-5s. Sorry,
we figured it out.
Sorry, we want to find a different way to do things.
You know, we're gonna do it. So relax, calm down, come along for the ride.
Right.
You guys destroy this world. We're gonna fix this world. We are. We're doing our best.
We're working real hard at it.
Yeah. So, Miss Caitlin, once again, this outro is forever ever.
Oh my god, I know. I won't stop you now.
You won't stop me now.
I'm like, no, stop. I want to talk more.
Thank you for not stopping me on my podcast. Controlling, are we?
I already have once. I won't do it again.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. That is the lovely Caitlin White. Check out Caitlin White Music on Instagram and Facebook. You guys know where to find me at DJAce333 on Instagram. I have other social media platforms, but I don't use them. And I'm really having a hard time using Instagram right now, so bear with me. I may not have it, may have it. But if it's up, you know, hit me up. DM, whatever. Follow me, you know, the usual. How do you do? You guys have been great. Continue to live that authentic life. And good night.